The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety just released its list of 2018 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus vehicles. Right now, you won't find a Nissan, Honda, or Chevy on that list. But you will find two SUVs from Hyundai. The Santa Fe and Santa Fe Sport. Yep, Hyundai. The same car company that backs what it builds with America's best warranty, which includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty and has ranked number one in customer loyalty 9 years in a row. So if you're looking for an all-wheel drive SUV of any size that offers the latest advanced safety features and peace of mind for years to come, you'll find it at the Hyundai display at the Auto Show and at your local Hyundai dealer. Now during the Auto Show bonus event, lease a Tucson for $139 a month or get up to $3,000 in total savings on a Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com. Call 877-248-1585 for details. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. IIHS awarded vehicles when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and specific headlights. Santa Fe Sport for vehicles built after June 2017. For details, visit IIHS.org.
You can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper...
Did you hear Napleton's Valley Hyundai offers a guaranteed price certificate with no hassle and no haggle in just 20 seconds on new Sonatas, Elantras, and Santa Fes? It's easy. Go to NapletonsValleyHyundai.com, click on the instant price button, and in 20 seconds, they'll send you a price certificate. The price you receive is the price you'll pay, and it comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
See dealer for details.
.org.
One of the most legendary teams now partners with 670 The Score, the new official play-by-play home for Bulls basketball on the radio.
And you're going to love the left elbow jumper off. No!
Listen to every game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Chicago Wolves have won over 70% of their games over the past 2 months. Catch the hottest team on ice this week, including Bobblehead Night on Saturday, presented by CW50, and again on Family Sunday. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bring it all down a notch, says the Cubs' John Lester on a very talented ball club.
Everybody looks good on paper, you know. With all these projections and computer programs now that people spit out about what you're going to do that season, it looks great, but I mean, we still got to show up and pitch. We still got to do our job.
And yes, Lester, very happy that Yu Darvish chose the Cubs. Said he can only make the team better. The Bulls host Philadelphia on Thursday as they are on break. The NBA All-Star Game is this Sunday. Rising Stars challenges tonight with Lauri Markkanen and Chris Dunn representing the Bulls that go against each other. And Markkanen actually scheduled to participate in the Skills Challenge tomorrow. The Blackhawks entertain Washington tomorrow, having lost 8 straight games now. And Roger Federer, at the age of 36, to become the oldest number one ever in the ATP rankings. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station and the new radio home of the Chicago Bulls. Our next game is February 22nd, when the Bulls do host the 76ers, right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Looking back at the way sexual assault allegations have been handled by your basketball program, do you have any regrets?
I've cooperated with every investigation, everyone, and I will continue to cooperate with every investigation, everyone.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That wasn't the question, Tom. He still has yet to answer. That's Tom Izzo, coach for who I used to have a
no doubt
degree of respect that has since been vaporized by his behavior and the continuing news that continues to drip out of East Lansing, or ooze out of East Lansing as well. How about this from Paula Levine at Outside the Lines? This was last night and then updated this morning. A member of Michigan State's number 2 ranked basketball team has been under investigation for criminal sexual assault since the start of the fall semester. sources close to the case confirmed to Outside the Lines Thursday. Ingham County, Michigan prosecutors are in the process of determining whether formal charges should be filed against the player, freshman guard Brock Washington. Washington, a walk-on from Southfield, Michigan, is named as the lone suspect in an alleged assault that Michigan State campus police have classified as fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct. In August, a female student reported to campus police that Washington groped her without her permission. After investigation, police on December 13th forwarded their findings to the county prosecutor's office. Details of the allegations and circumstances remain unknown. A police report has not been released publicly. Outside the Lines requested a copy of the police report through the university's public records office on February 6th, and the university responded Wednesday with a request for a 10-day extension to answer the request, because that's what they do at Michigan State, and that's what they have done there. It's draw it out, make it harder and harder for you to get any information. This despite they bring in a brand new interim president to talk about transparency. So obviously, since these changes have been made, there has been no transparency, and all they've done is call out the reporting as sensationalist and then duck and cover when asked what they mean by that. And when asked for context. So they're not responding, but what this does explain is why Tom Izzo's been acting weird this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And situations like this need only be informed by what happened elsewhere in the conference, where Minnesota had issues with a player. There were three separate complaints that never rose to formal charges, but eventually the university realized, yeah, we probably should kick this guy out of school because the behavior and pattern of behavior is enough that their burdens aren't the same as that of the prosecutor.
No athlete is worth it.
This walk-on has been in uniform with the team the entire time.
Now, how do they play this? Do they say that they're
not
waiting for the process to play itself out? Like, how do you think they're internally talking about this? They know of the incident. They know that something will be public very soon, if not, you know, today or tomorrow, the way things are going. How do you think they're talking about this on the inside? Because you've got to have some kind of conversation to where, as you say, okay, this is why this person will remain in uniform, or this is why this person will remain on this campus, right? Once you find out about those allegations or those or the incident,
that's what I can't figure out. Is why not? It's a walk-on. I think it's because you're...
Maybe they think he's innocent?
It's not their job to decide.
No, I understand. I'm trying to figure out why this...
Well, of course they're not going to believe the accuser, because they never believe the accuser.
But you don't risk, like you said, you don't risk this for this caliber player.
I think as it began, they didn't understand that the flames were going to start tickling their feet the way they are now after the Larry Nassar stuff that just happened to coincide with the four years of Outside the Lines investigation of everything that the basketball and football program at Michigan State have done to try to tamp down multiple claims of sexual assault and sexual violence by their players.
And it shouldn't have to be done, so excuse me if you think I'm saying the wrong thing here, but I don't know how grade school coaches, high school coaches, college coaches, and hell, even professional coaches aren't sitting down with these young men and older men, if you're talking about the NBA level or NFL level or Major League Baseball, and say, hey, listen, this is not the era to be doing these foolish things anymore. That good old boy stuff and, you know, just walking past a lady, like, I know for a fact my lady stopped going to clubs when we were young because she couldn't walk through a club without someone grabbing her arm or, you know, or trying to pinch her ass. You know, those things. Like, at what point do louts get the warning? You know, like, at what point do you say, hey, man, you're on a college campus. You know, if you want to court a lady, or if you want to say, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to you outside of this party, can I get your phone number? Like, there's ways to go about showing someone interest. I just don't understand how this, I was never, I guess, ignorant enough, or if you want to call it bravery or whatever, it seems like cowardice to me, but I was never that guy to just walk up and start grabbing women or yanking women's arms and say, hey, you come talk to me. I was a shy kid until I was about 19, 18 years old anyway. So I can't wrap my mind around having to sit down a young person and say, listen, this, you got to stop doing this. And now with everything that's in the news over the last year or so, how are you unaware? How are you not aware enough to know that you can't walk into a bar as a representative of the 15 most revered athletes on the campus? Mm-hmm. You're a walk-on, by the way. Like, you're here to bring up GPA. you're here to make people better in practice. How can you not get it through your head that, you know what, maybe I shouldn't grab this woman's breast? Or maybe and now with, like, physical touch is you got to fill out a permission slip. So what makes you think you can do this? Maybe I'm being too simplistic.
The whole walk-on thing.
I don't understand.
I've been around some walk-ons thinking. Who thought that they were starters. Who were I've been around some walk-ons who walked around campus like they owned the place. I'm like, you're not even on scholarship. What are you doing? What do you think is going on here? You're a practice body.
I don't get it. Yeah. I truly don't get it. Fathers, raise your boys to be gentlemen. And like, you got these dudes out here who, the grabbing part. The imposing your will physically on another person, unwanted. Like, it boggles my mind, man. It boggles my mind. Whenever we read these instances, hell, Baylor's got two more, I guess, sexual assault cases on the docket now. I don't understand. You go to school. You're the BMOC, or you're a walk-on, but you damn sure are walking around in your Michigan State athletic gear, just in case people don't know, and you can't walk up to someone that you're interested in and say, hey, I am interested in you. Are you interested in me? If so, can I take you out to eat, or can we exchange numbers? Something to that level. Like, it doesn't seem hard, but I guess when you – and I don't want to play the whole athlete role, because I know there's a lot of athletes that we've encountered who seem gentlemanly enough. So it's not the whole I've been given everything my entire life and damn it, you're going to give me this too. It's just this sociopathy that I can't understand.
The 219 says, what bothers me is that other than outside the lines, ESPN's not covering this. They have 20 different programs covering college sports, but I've not heard any discussion of this. Well, it's in some respects, they've quarantined their actual news coverage, and they've quarantined a lot of their smart people inside of the outside the lines purview.
Yeah. Bob Lee doesn't let it rock.
And then it's up to them outside of that what they're doing with it.
That's where their real reporters are.
And that's what they and I give them credit for spending a lot of money on some real reports. The resources that they sunk in to the Michigan State investigation that's still ongoing, we're talking hundreds of thousands here in the time, and some of these, you know, hiring lawyers to file all these freedom of information requests. But it's for me, yet another situation. Another situation where having a walk-on on that bench and in uniform for these games was more important. It was just more important than anything else. And the prioritization, what has been proven important to them, with Travis Walton and these other guys who don't need to be around, but hey, they'll find a reason to keep assailants around just because that's where the locus of protection is. They're trying to hire an athletic director. As long as Tom Izzo remains in that job, how can somebody be taken seriously who is nominally Tom Izzo's boss? How can you take that job? How can any – and forget the what's going on with the FBI investigation, because that could make all of this moot, because all of these kings could fall.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have
North Carolina and Duke and a lot of these places that have been championed for a long time could have a lot of sanctions coming their way and legal action coming their
way.
Correct.
If you're following that, you know that, and I'm for it. If bring it all on.
Break the system.
Bring it all on and break the NCAA while you're at it. Break the free labor cartel. Burn it all down and then figure out a more just and equitable way to have your minor league professional basketball affiliated with colleges. I'm fine with that. Just burn it all out. Burn it all out. Get all the sunlight you can and concentrate it through every federal magnifying glass and light it all on fire. And then once it burns down, you can let some things grow out of the rubble. Because if this is what does it, if this is finally somebody saying, wait, what's going on here? Everybody knows. You knew what was going on. Right. It's who wants to cross the system.
Right.
And when somebody wants to cross the system, they can go and do that. But because we've turned college coaches into emperors, because we've allowed them outsized power to affect criminal investigations, to tell schools what to care about and what not to care about, and to keep protecting sex criminals, to keep protecting violent criminals because they're part of revenue-generating sports. It's all part and parcel of the same thing. And it may be that one helps accomplish the other, that just stripping away the power bases of some of these college coaches that empowered by the millions of dollars from shoe companies that in large part we know now have been directed at blue blood programs directed to buying players. What if that all gets exposed? Mm-hmm. We're going to dealing with the symptoms will take care of itself if we deal with the sickness first.
So you're saying if the FBI comes in with the wrecking ball, then maybe women on these campuses become safer for generations of the future?
If you rebuild it properly, if you want to rebuild it.
Right.
But if you say, look, this
ain't no way in hell these people who are getting checks right now are going to stop getting checks. They'll stop getting checks for months or so, but you know, the Emirates of the world and the bowl coalitions where you see these half empty stadiums, but people are still getting $600,000 here.